if you're going to have a good yield of wheat this year, you might say, we sure did raise a big what of wheat?
Crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you might say you did what to the land?
We cleared the land.
Okay. Sometimes after you cut clover or grass to use it for hay,
yeah,
it'll grow back and you can cut it again in the same season. What do you call that time when you cut it again? Do you know?
Fall, baling.
Okay. What do you call the old dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Fertilizer.
Okay. What do you call a crop that you didn't plant that year, but that just comes up on its own? Like maybe you planted it the year before or something.
Let me see. I can't think. I know what you're thinking.
Okay. If you have wheat out in the field, you might tie it up into a what?
Bone.
Okay. And if you get several bundles, then you tie them up into a what?
Bale.
Okay. You might say, we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats in order to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You send it to take it to the mill and have it shredded.
Okay. Would you ever say threshed or thrashed?
Thrashed.
Which?
Thrashed.
Okay. then you would say, after it had been done, you say the oats, what, threshed?
Oat thrasher.
Would you say the oats are thrashed or the oats is thrashed?
They are.
Are? Okay. Suppose we have to do something today. We have to do something. And we could say we'll have to do it, or we could say, you might say, something and something have to do it. You're not going to use names. You're just going to say,
we both.
Okay, but you're going to name us separately, sort of, only you don't use the name. So you're going to say,
you and I.
Okay. Say somebody wants us for a job. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wants us. But he doesn't want just you. He doesn't want just me. He wants what?
One of us.
What?
One of us.
But
either of us.
He wants us to come together.
Oh.
So he wants
both of us go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If a friend of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might say to me, what and what are coming over?
I and a friend.
Okay, or if you weren't going to say a friend, you
and
would,
I.
Okay, if it's a man and you didn't want to say a friend, you might say, what and I are coming over?
A friend and I?
No, you wouldn't say.
No. Oh.
You wouldn't say Bob, and you wouldn't say friend. You're just gonna say who and I. You don't want.
Yeah, well, I.
You don't want to go to the trouble to say his whole name. You just want to say a little short word.
Amanda and I.
Would you say he or him?
Oh, him and I.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, "Who's there?" and they know your voice, and so you say,
it's I, bitch.
Okay.